Pope John Paul II today celebrated Mass in Damascus, Syria. Tens of thousands of Christians who live in the predominantly Muslim country attended the service. The 80-year-old pontiff is on a journey retracing the steps of St. Paul and has already visited Greece, where he held extensive talks with Orthodox Christian leaders. The Pope's message is one of unity and reconciliation between Christian communities and between Christians, Jews, and Muslims. But in Syria, the religious aspects of the visit risk being overshadowed by regional political tensions. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is in Damascus. She joins us. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, Leanne.
This is the second day of the Pope's visit to Syria. What kind of reception is he getting there?
He's been getting a tumultuous reception here. Syrians are overjoyed to see him. Today, I was talking to a waiter in my hotel. He had tears in his eyes as he watched the Pope on TV. He told me he's a Christian and how his whole family is overjoyed to see the Baba. That's what he called him. Yesterday, John Paul was received at the airport by cheering crowds and children chanting, "We love you, John Paul." There's a lot of excitement, particularly among Syria's Christians. There are about 2.4 million out of a population of 17 million, and they see this visit as a strongly needed boost at a time when the Christian population is really rapidly dwindling in the Middle East.
We mentioned the Pope celebrated Mass today. What else has he been doing?
Well, this was the big event today, and it was quite a mass. It was the Catholic ritual we're used to seeing in St. Peter's Square with Middle Eastern music. It had a very mystical feeling. In his homily, he said he's a pilgrim who's come to commemorate the conversion of St. Paul, which took place here on the road to Damascus 2,000 years ago. And he invited Syrian Christians to continue the evangelizing mission of St. Paul. And he also addressed the broader regional reality. He called on Christians, Muslims, and Jews to work together to achieve peace and mutual understanding.
Did he go any further on that? I mean, I know he's there with a spiritual message, but is it hard for him to actually resist attempts to get him involved in the political tensions there?
Well, politics is everywhere. For instance, today during the Syrian TV broadcast, the Mass Live, news was scrolling at the bottom of the screen reporting Israeli bombing having caused one martyr. Now, so politics was on the agenda actually as soon as the Pope arrived. And in his first speech yesterday, he made an urgent appeal for peace, and he indirectly criticized Israel. He called for a return of international legality, and he stressed the right of self-determination. He never mentioned Israel specifically, but it was very clear what he was referring to. But he also called on all sides to demonstrate a new attitude of understanding and respect for others. But the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad's speech, in contrast, was a very, very harsh anti-Israeli speech. He spoke of murder and torture of Palestinians by Israelis. He likened the suffering of Arabs under Israeli occupation to the biblical suffering of Jesus Christ. So the political conflict here is going to be in the forefront again tomorrow when John Paul visits a ghost town in the Golan Heights, which the Syrians say was destroyed by Israel before it was handed back to Syria some years ago. It's clear that the Syrian government intends to use this trip to its advantage. They hope it'll reinforce the position of this new young leader in the Arab world and also correct Syria's image in the West as a state that sponsors terrorism to one of religious tolerance.
Given that Christians are a minority in Syria, you mentioned 2.4 million out of 17 million, how much religious tolerance is there?
Well, you know, Syria, as we know, is not exactly known for setting high standards for human rights, but it's pretty good in the area of religious rights. It's one of the very few Islamic countries where Islam is not the state religion. Dozens of different religious communities live side by side. There are as many Christian churches as there are mosques. Syria has sent six popes to Rome and many saints. And even the late president, Hafez al-Assad, he used to go to both churches and mosques in order to encourage mutual understanding and tolerance.
While the Pope was in Greece, he apologized to Orthodox Christian leaders for the sacking of Constantinople in 1204. Are Muslim leaders in Syria expecting an apology for the Crusades?
Well, the Muslim world here certainly wants to hear such an apology, but the Vatican has given no indication that it'll be forthcoming. In fact, the mea culpa issued last year by the Vatican on the past sins committed by Catholics conspicuously left out both the Inquisition and the Crusades.
What's on the pontiff's schedule for the rest of the day?
oh, it'll be a big event. He's going to visit the Umayyad Mosque. It's an extraordinary building. And here, John Paul will find the crossroads of history and religion. On one side, there's the tomb of St. John the Baptist. On the other, the tomb of Saladin, the Muslim warrior who wrested Jerusalem from Christian crusaders in the 12th century. Now, the Pope had hoped to there would be a joint prayer with Muslim clergy, but there's still some underlying dormant tensions, and the Grand Mufti had to agree only to what is being called a joint invocation.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Damascus. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Leanne.